Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
I got a word today that God gave me. Amen. Comes from the book of John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. That's John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. I'm going to read from the New International Version. This is Jesus speaking. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Amen. I want to speak today on the topic, true love.
Amen.
Love has been around since the beginning of time. God's idea of love differs from man's idea of love. Mm-hmm. God's love is unconditional. Okay. It doesn't have any strings attached, mm-hmm. and it is not predicated on whether you love him or not. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. It is agape love. Mm-hmm. I would love to give you an example of man loving as God loves, but we all fall short.
That's right.
In this area. As God gave me this word, I was just kind of sitting around watching TV. Mm-hmm. See, during the pandemic, all you do a lot of channel surfing, mm-hmm. trying to find something to watch that would interest you. Mm-hmm. Now, I love games. Mm-hmm. A good game as much as the next guy. However, sports can get boring after a while. Mm-hmm. Now, I have over 500 cable channels. I got Netflix, mm-hmm. Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus. So between all that, I should be able to find something.
Something.
So I was on Disney Plus under National Geographic. Mm-hmm. And I found a show that's called Unlikely Friends. Mm-hmm. This show is about animals who normally would not get along but became friends. Hmm. During this particular episode, a cheetah cub was left by his mother. Mm. A wildlife preserve found the abandoned cub in the wild, mm-hmm. and brought it to their preserve. Then the cub was kept from the rest of the cheetahs, because it's a baby, at the preserve since it was young and needed nurturing. Mm-hmm. The cub was placed in isolation alone in a gated area with a fence.
Okay.
A week or so later, a baby elk was found. And it also has suffered the same fate as the baby cub, cheetah. It was also motherless. So the preserve took in the baby elk and placed it away from the other elks in a gated area, not too far from the baby cheetah cub. Okay. In fact, there were the cages, the chain, the fence, they were right next to each other, really.
Wow.
Several weeks went by and both baby animals continued to be nurtured and grow. Somehow, the baby elk got out of its enclosure and wandered off toward the baby cheetah's enclosure. Mm-hmm. The elk slowly approached the fence near the cheetah. Mm-hmm. And the elk approached it with caution for a reason. See, in the real world, a elk is dinner to a cheetah.
That's
prey versus predator.
Right, yeah.
Even though the elk was a baby, its natural instincts told him that the cheetah could be a danger to him. The elk got right up to the fence and the cheetah cub approached it. As they were nose to nose at the fence, the staff at the preserve was frightened for the elk, even though there was a fence between the two of them. Then both animals sniffed each other and started playing with each other. The elk would run along the fence, and the cheetah would run along with them. This went on for hours, even days. The elk would leave each day and somehow come back the following day. They never did figure out how he would get out of his enclosure, but he would keep coming back to the cheetah every day. After a while, one staff member decided to chain the baby cheetah to a tree and allow the elk to come into the cheetah's enclosure.
Oh, wow.
Other staff members of the preserve were skeptical for good reasons and thought that the cheetah would have an early meal with the elk.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, the elk was placed in the enclosure. At first, the elk was cautious of the cheetah and slowly approached the cheetah. The cheetah was lying down in a typical hunting position because they get down low to be checking everything out before they pounce on somebody and eat them. So he was in that position and looked like he was getting ready to jump and take out that elk. Now, that would have been the end of the story. Mm-hmm. Luckily, he was chained, so he couldn't have got but so far. So what happened instead, the elk came up to the cheetah and they touched noses, which apparently they had been doing on the with a fence between them. Then they started cleansing each other with their tongues. They just started cleaning each other. Then they started playing. They had to unchain the cheetah, who was so enthusiastic that he was about to choke himself with the chain. That's how much he wanted to play with that elk. Reluctantly, I may add, they unchained the cheetah.
Yeah.
And the elk and the cub started running along the fence together like they had been doing all along. And it was decided that these two animals, natural enemies, predator versus prey, were friends and would not harm each other. In fact, the cheetah would look forward to the elk's visits every day, because even though after their playtime they would take the elk and put them back, the elk would find his way back over there and then find his way into the enclosure anyway. They didn't even have to open the gate. The elk would find a way to get in. Amazing story. The cute animals. Eventually though, both the elk and the cheetah were no longer babies. They grew up. It happens. It was time for them to go to their respective places. The elks, the baby elk with the rest of the elks, and the cheetah with the rest of the cheetahs. The staff allowed the elk and the cub to say goodbye. They hung out one more time, they played and whatever, and then they put them in their proper places within the wildlife preserve. The staff would tell the story all the time about the elk and the cheetah to the guests of the preserve with joy, since they could not believe what they had saw. A predator and a prey had become friends. Two natural enemies. So, as Jim turns the page, this is not the end of the story. 2 years later, and this is 2 years later, they've been in their own environments for 2 years. They were separated and everything. But somehow, I guess you got to describe this as a miracle. Both the elk and the cheetah roamed away from their areas and ended up in a field. Now, the staff didn't know and couldn't tell from a distance if it was the same elk and the same cheetah. And they feared the worst. Suddenly, the elk slowly walked toward the cheetah. The cheetah once again assumed the hunting position, laying down, peering out, looking. And then the strangest thing happened. They recognized each other. And they touched nose to nose once again. They cleaned each other and started playing with each other once again like old times. Despite the fact that they had gone back into an environment that tells them that they shouldn't be friends, I hope y'all hear where I'm going with this. They became friends anyway. See, they put aside their differences and played with each other either way, right? Now, the guy that was narrating all this on the channel said it best when he described the story of the elk and the cheetah. He said, "What makes this unique was their honesty, integrity, their loyalty, their unconditional love, and their ability to look beyond what everyone told them to do and simply love each other." He said, "The best thing we as humans can do is to try not to change people to fit into what we think they should be, but honor who they are and honor who you are as well. We need to love people for who they are and not try and change them. Two wild animals now showed the world what unconditional love is. They did not care if they were a different color, a different gender, race, background, Democrat or Republican, gay or straight, tall or short, fat or skinny, young or old. To these two allegedly wild animals, nothing mattered but their friendship and love for each other.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to get back to the Bible. We were told the Great Commission in church, which is written in Matthew 28:19-20, said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded them.
Amen.
Well, let's not put the cart before the horse. We are unable to do the Great Commission if we do not love each other, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting warmer. Getting warmer here. Okay. So let me break that down for you. So, will we all agree that God is love?
Yeah.
So in order for man to achieve God's love, we must be close to God.
Amen.
Right? Our Father wants us to be close to Him in a father-child relationship. God teaches us love every day, not by His words, but by His actions.
Yeah.
He forgives us for our sins every single day and shows mercy to us every single day. God has to change our hearts because we're conditioned to be unconditional loves. Okay? But God is, His love is unconditional. Ours is conditional. It's based on all kinds of factors. So in order for that to change, we have to be close to God. And that's the only way. We can try our best, but we will continue to fall short unless we have a relationship with God and He changes our hearts from conditional to unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest with ourselves for a moment. When was the last time you did not have some form of dislike for your fellow man due to your differences with him? Now think about this for a second. We tend to hang out with people who are like us.
That's true.
We tend to go to church with people who believe like we do.
Right.
We avoid those who think differently than we do,
differently,
have different lifestyle choices, are a different race, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the main scripture Jesus stated in John 3:13-35, He said, a new commandment I will give you. Love one another as I have loved you. He said, so you must, underline the word must, love one another. In other words, you have to. It's no gray area. It's not open for debate. It's something that you must do. If that's true, getting back to the Great Commission, where you're supposed to be disciples, and if you look at verse 36, He states that they will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, the Great Commission said to go out and make disciples of people, but how can you make a disciple of anyone if you're not a disciple? If you're not loving the way God loves, if your love is based on your color, your sexual preference, or your lifestyle preference, I should say, what kind of love is that? That's not the kind of love that Jesus displayed. Because first of all, Jesus went to the cross out of love for all of us, even though we are as far different from Him as you can possibly be. Okay? So let's get that out. Let's get that out the way first. Jesus went to the cross out of love for us.
Hmm.
Period. It was not based on us.
Hmm.
He knows all of us. He knew all of us. He is Jesus, but we couldn't be more different, and He didn't hold that against us, and He went anyway.
Mm.
This scripture does not say we love each other based on being the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are all God's creation, and that's the truth. And there are no exceptions in the scripture. It didn't say we should love each other if we're the same sex, or we're the same height, or we're the same age, or same color. It doesn't mention that. It says we should love one another, period. That's something that we must do. It does not say that we should love those who love us back, or love people who are like us, or only love our families. It said that we should have and we should love one another, period. No questions asked. So we have to seek God, because God is the author of love, and develop a relationship with Him. Through God, and only through God, can we love each other the way it is mentioned in the scripture, because God will change our hearts. Through constant prayer and time with God, we will be able to achieve that. And think about it. We had two wild animals, showed us more love than anything I've seen on TV or in person ever. Just loving each other, just wanting to be with each other. Even after they went back in the wild in their own environments, they still came together out of love. What is wrong with this picture? Who are the animals here? Is it the elk and the cheetah, or is it mankind? Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But if they can do it, why can't we? What is the thing that is stopping us the most is us.
Yeah.
We have so much built-in hatred in us. Mm-hmm. From time, we don't let stuff go. We remember everything that happened to us in the past. We hold that against people. We don't call people. We don't receive calls from people based on this or that or that or this. We don't want to love each other. It's too difficult. I mean, Jews and Christians can't even go to the same church. So what is wrong with this picture? Well, Jesus said that we should love one another as I have loved you. And it's something that we must do. So that's something we must do. We need to really get in prayer with God and say, you know what, Lord? I cannot do this without you. That's the first thing. You got to admit to the Lord that you cannot do this on your own. If you could, you'd be doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, after you admit that and repent for not doing it, then you need to ask God, Lord, I need your help. Help me, Lord, to learn how to love as you love, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you ask God to do it, He will do it, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you the hate that you have in your heart. The prejudice that you have in your heart, the discrimination you have in your heart, it's going to cost you all that, because God has none of that in His heart. Mm-hmm. I'm glad He doesn't. Where would we be if God discriminated? Oh, Lord, I don't even want to think about it. So we, number one, first thing we got to do is go to God and say, we need your help. Number two, we need to repent for the fact that we haven't and can't love on our own in the first place, and we've held it against folks. Third thing, Lord, help us, please, Lord. And then in order for Him to do that, you got to give Him permission to change your heart. Lord, change my heart. I know there's stuff in there that shouldn't be in there. I probably put it in there myself. But Lord, if you help me out in this, then I will be able to do exactly what you do. Because you cannot do the Great Commission unless you love one another. Otherwise, you only go out and seek those who like you. Right? Oh, it's easy to walk up to the guy on the street that looks like, just like you, or the lady that looks just like you, or whatever, and say, you know, have you heard about Jesus? What about walking into, if you're a Catholic, walking into a mausoleum or something, a Muslim hangout, and said, do y'all know the Lord? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't even go anywhere near that. They don't believe what I believe. But we are all the same in God's eyes. We're all connected. So when we ask God to change us, we need to ask Him to get rid of the things that are keeping us from truly loving the way that He loves, which means discrimination of any kind whatsoever. And then we can look at each other, predator and prey, and look at each other and say, you know what? I love you. Just like this elk and this cheetah. Two of the, you can't get more diverse than a cheetah and an elk.
Yeah.
But if they can do it, so can we. Amen. So that's my word. That's what true love is. True love is unconditional. It's not predicated on whether that person loves you back or not. It's not predicated on whether they believe the same stuff that you do, or the same color you are, or the same height you are, the same age you are, the same gender you are, the same lifestyle you are. It doesn't matter. Love is unconditional, and only God can give you that love. So seek God and get it. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this word. We come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise, glory, and honor. And repenting, Lord, because we fall short, Lord. We don't love the way you do. We're not going to kid ourselves to say that we do, Lord. We need your help today, Lord. We need your help when we repent, Lord, for not loving the way you want us to, Lord, the way we should. Help us, oh Lord, to overcome these things that keep us from loving as your son loves us, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. We need you this day, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth and people will hear it and come to you, Father, and say, Lord, please change me so I can love you the way that you want us to love you, Lord. And we can love others the same way. And help us, Father, because we cannot do the great commission, Lord. We cannot truly be your disciples unless we love one another. So help us, oh Lord, we pray. I thank you personally, Father, for giving me this word. I thank you, Lord, because I never look at National Geographic, but it was your will, Lord. And I thank you, Father, but even in that, you showed yourself, Lord. And I thank you for that story about the elk and the cheetah. Help us, oh Lord, to love unconditionally, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.